amplified and read out amplified. Nehemiah 8:10. Then Ezra told them, "Go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet drink, send portions to him for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord. Be not grieved and oppressed. For the joy of the Lord is your strength and stronghold." For the joy of the Lord is your strength. Another translation says it's your fortress. But it's like, you know, we run into difficult situations, and sometimes the first thing we're tempted to do is to lose our joy. I don't know about you, but I've lost my joy in the past. When I learned out of that, that was not a good thing. I've learned that it's important to have our joy in the midst of difficult situations. You know, we can't let a bad experience steal our joy. I mean, I don't want any bad experiences, but we have them at times, don't we? Or rob us of a song Jesus wants to put in our heart. It's not because I'm a singer. You could tell that. Hallelujah. But we can still have a song. We can still have a song. And, of course, the songs that Jesus would give us would be something that lifts us, that has a higher element to it. You know, some songs in the world take you down. Songs from heaven take you up. And so the songs that originate from heaven, you know, they have a lift to them, don't they? They have something on them. That's why the ones from heaven last. I mean, I'll sing them all the time, but they last because there's something on them. And yet at the same time, God's bringing fresh things, fresh songs. Hallelujah. And here's the thought about Jesus. When Jesus shows up, he has a good report. When Jesus shows up, he always has a good report. So when someone shares something with you about Jesus and it's not a good report, something's not right about that. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, everything about them, when Jesus, everything you see about Jesus, he always had a good report, not a negative report, a good report. Jesus said a few times, "Be of good cheer." Be of a good cheer. That's an interesting statement, isn't it? Every time Jesus told somebody to be of good cheer, the last thing that person wanted to do was to be happy. Or do a little dance. Or be full of joy. But Jesus is the one who brings joy. He brings joy. Probably the last thing people wanted to do in a difficult situation was to be happy, joyful, have a song. But Jesus, he's the original author of cheer. The word cheer, one thing it means is to bring encouragement. I tell you, he is a great encourager. To give courage. To put on good spirits and to provide happiness or joy. Well, how can we cheer up and be glad no matter what we're going through? We can do that because Jesus is the answer. Nothing is too difficult for him. I'm not telling you things we don't know, but sometimes, you know, my situation can be overriding what I know about God, so to speak, what I know about Jesus. If I don't watch myself, to watch ourselves, we're allowing the situation to talk to us rather than let Jesus talk to us. It doesn't matter how big the problem is or what we're going through. Jesus is able to get us out of it or bring the answer we need. That's why we can cheer up. That's why Jesus told people to be of good cheer when he walked into a situation. When Jesus shows up, he has a good report. When Jesus shows up, he has a good report. When someone's relative was dying or someone was in prison, he would say, oh, be of good cheer. Well, he was really saying, your answer has come. Your problem is solved. You've got a reason now to brighten up. You've got a reason now to have a smile on your face. We can have a smile on our face because Jesus showed up. Because he has a good report. When he said, be of good cheer, he was saying, gird up your loins of your mind. Take courage. It's not going to end like this. One thing about that, you know, with gird up our loins is kind of a King James, you know. Other translation would say, brace up your mind. Have your minds ready for action. Prepare your minds for action. Be braced for action. So in other words, when Jesus shows up, he's not going to leave us where we're at. He's coming to help us make progress, help us wherever the situation we're in. He's not coming to leave us there. Well, I'll tell you, I hope you get better sometime. No, he's coming to help us make progress. When Jesus shows up, he's saying, it's not going to end like this. It's not going to end like this. When Jesus shows up, he has a good report. Another meaning of cheer is to put in good spirits. You know, some people just carry a good attitude around them. They carry a good attitude. They have a good spirit. You might be having a down day, but when you get around a person who's singing and rejoicing and happy in Jesus, it gets on you. When Jesus showed up, he automatically put people in good spirits because he had a good spirit about him. You know, I don't ever remember reading where Jesus told the disciples, we can't go out today. This is not a good day. I'm kind of depressed today. He never was he? Because of his constant fellowship with God, strong with the Father and the Holy Spirit, he was always up. And when he showed up, he helped others get up. He helped others get up. The last meaning of cheer is to provide happiness or joy. And Jesus went about spreading good cheer and encouragement. He gives people courage and restores their joy. It's all about people in good spirits. I remember reading this about Wigglesworth, shared this story. And it said, there was a man who had a large business in London, and the church he attended was beautifully decorated, and his pew was delightfully cushioned, just about enough to make it easy to sleep through the sermons. He was a prosperous man in business, but he had no peace in his heart. But there was a boy at his business who always looked happy. He was always jumping and whistling. And one day he said to this office, said to this boy, I want to see you in my office. And when the boy was in his office, he asked him, how is it that you can always whistle and be happy? I cannot help it, answered the boy. Where'd you get it? Asked the master. Well, I got it at the Pentecostal mission. Where is that? So the boy told him. Next thing was that man was attending. The Lord broke him up there, and in a short while he was entirely changed. One day, shortly after this, he found that instead of being distracted by his business, as he formerly had been, he was actually whistling and jumping. His whole position and his whole life had been changed. Sounds like Jesus, doesn't it? Sounds like he had an encounter with Jesus. Lifted. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 9:1. You know, the first place Jesus said, be of good cheer, was in the face of sin and sickness. Matthew 9:1. And so he got into a boat, crossed over and came to his own city. And then, behold, they brought to him a paralytic lying on a bed. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven you." And at once some of the scribes said within themselves, "Well, this man blasphemes." But Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, "Well, why do you think evil in your hearts? For which is it easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven you,' or to say, 'Arise and walk'? But that you may know the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins." Then he said to the paralytic, "Arise, take up your bed, and go to your house." He arose and departed to his house. Now when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God who had given such power to man. Isn't it interesting? This man comes from healing, and Jesus says to him, "Be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. Be of good cheer." Or he could say, I've come, be lifted. Be encouraged. Take courage. One of the Gospels, of course, this is where the four crazy friends, as somebody said, tore off the roof and put him down to the roof. But Jesus, he said, "Your sins are forgiven." It's like the past is not an issue. Maybe he had been bothered by the past. You know, I said, we remember in one place where the Jews would say, "Well, reason this is this person sick? Is it because of the father, their parents sinned or some other sin?" It's like Jesus totally just wiped that away. "Your sins are forgiven. It's not a big deal." Is it easier to say your sins are forgiven or healing? And so we can see Jesus, it's like either one. Does God forgive sins? But then he heals every time. And so if there's something you need to confess, well, just confess it and move on. But Jesus is not an issue. So I say something about Jesus. You know, he didn't have to think about saying the right thing. It just came out of him. It just came out of him. The goodness of God just comes out of him. It comes out of him. He displayed goodness. He talked, you know, he had a sound about him. He had a sound about him. When he spoke, love came out. Goodness came out. Many things came out, but it came from that place. It had a different sound to it. It didn't have a depressed sound to it. It had love. It had goodness. And so when he spoke to this man, it brought a lift to this man. It's like he's saying, "Your past is gone. Your past is over. It's a brand new start. It's a brand new start. It's a brand new start. You can't be held in bondage any longer." And his sins, you know, Psalms talks about that in 103:12. You need to turn there. It says, "As far as the east from the west, so far has removed our transgressions from us." Oh, we can say this, be of good cheer, there's a healer in the house. Be of good cheer, there's a healer in the house. There's a deliverer in the house. Be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. See, we can be joyful because of what Jesus has done for us. My situation may not be joyful. It may not be. But wait a minute. What has Jesus done? Well, that's right. Oh, that's right. This is the truth. Don't we have to remind ourselves at times? Oh, that's right. This is the truth. It may not seem like the truth. You know what I'm saying? We know it is, but I mean, situations can be pressing, can be pressing. Joy of the Lord is our strength. That means I'm looking to heaven. Got my eyes off my situations about the, you know how that is. We can be under it, or we can be over it. We can be under it, or we can be over it. Our joy helps us get over it. It's the situation that changed, my perceptions changed. My strength has changed. Well, it's actually his strength, but I'm hooking up. Joy, joy, joy. Let's go to another one. Let's go to Matthew 14:22. Be of good cheer in the face of fear. Matthew 14:22. And you know, Jesus doesn't just say things to say them. No, when he says something, it has weight on it, has substance to it, has life on it. It's not a dead word, it's an alive word. It's an alive word. It has a word of power. It has all those things. I tell you, when things come from heaven, there's substance on it. And it affects things. It changes things. In Matthew 14:22, and this is before that, this is where Jesus has fed the 5,000 men besides women and children. A great miracle has taken place. And so now, says, well, let's read this. Okay. Verse 22. And immediately Jesus made his disciples. Made them. They didn't want to. King James says constrained. He made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side while he sent the multitudes away. When he had sent the multitudes away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Now when evening came, he was alone there. But the boat now was in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. And now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a ghost." And they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." And so he said, "Come." And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried out, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, "O you little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased. Now, Jesus, of course, has dismissed the multitudes. I'm sure for many reasons, maybe one reason, he didn't want them trying to make him king or anything else, whatever. But he goes up to pray. And the disciples, of course, out on that lake, Galilee. A lake that's 8 miles wide, 13 miles long, and about 200 feet deep. So it's not such a deep lake. That's why it can be very treacherous. The wind can bring up more so that lake and lakes that are deeper, disturbance. So Jesus is praying up there and then realizes and knows this by the Spirit. His disciples are in trouble. In fact, the enemy is trying to take out the whole team. And so Jesus goes to them on purpose. Well, you know, it had to be God to show you where to go. I mean, by the Spirit. Because how are you going to see out there where they're at? Now, the waves are like this. The boat is being tossed like this. And so, these men have been on the lake. They understand. But they're at a treacherous point, and they're not making any headway because of all the waves and the wind and everything else. Now, think about this. This is going on. And all of a sudden, Jesus shows up a way they were expecting him to show up. Jesus can't come this way. And all of a sudden, Jesus comes. Well, it must be a ghost. What is it? I mean, it's enough. I'm afraid of the storm. In one sense, they're more afraid of Jesus than they are of the storm. Which they don't recognize that Jesus is the first. So Jesus, of course, walking in the water, but he's not walking on calm water. The waves, who knows how. So when Peter says, get out of the boat, this boat's going up and this boat's going down. It's going up, and so he steps out of a boat that's going up and down. It's not a calm day. And of course, we're not going to focus on that story, but Jesus is able to deal with our fears. Be of good cheer. Be not, it's I, be not afraid. Ever been afraid? Yes, we all have. Jesus. He's the master over any kind of fear. He's the master over any kind of fear. I'm not, but he is. So what? He's saying, be others, be of good cheer. Not full of fear. Be of good cheer. I may be in fear, but the good news is that we don't have to stay there. Jesus can lift us out of that. You know, fear comes different ways. One kind of fear is more of a subtle, is a dread. I'm dreading this. That's fear. I won't say anything about it. Or this kind of, I can't talk right now. I'm under pressure. What? Fear? Well, hallelujah. Jesus says, in other words, Jesus comes to rescue them, came to them on purpose, and be of good cheer. Be encouraged. I'm here. Be lifted up. I'm here. No, it's okay. I'm here. It's okay. Now look to me. Look to me. Look to me. Jesus said this in the midst of all the stuff going on. The wind haven't slowed up one little bit. The waves, I mean, the boat is going up and down, and it's not looking good. In fact, I was reading about the Galilee that in 1992, the waves were up 10 feet or so high. They were so much turbulence, they did much damage in this one area on the shoreline. So at times, and of course, the enemy, he's out. Hey, I'm taking them out. I'm taking them out. Jesus said, no, you're not. That's why I'm coming out here. No, you're not. I thought about this. You know, Jesus didn't ride along the whole way and say, I just want to make sure nothing happens to my disciples. He's not always going to be with them. He's not causing the storm. But it's a learning thing that we're dependent upon him and looking to him when things aren't going good. But Jesus always shows up. I just want him to show up earlier. But we know he's with us. He's in us. Be of good cheer. Remember, when Jesus shows up, he always has a good report. When Jesus shows up, there's a good report out here on the lake. He has a good report. Let's go to Acts 23:11. Be of good cheer when persecution comes. Acts 23:11. Chapters before this, 21 and 22, is when Paul was preaching, and people were not too happy about it. In fact, they wanted to do away with Paul. So then Romans come, and because of what's going on there, and so he convinces the Roman soldier in charge. He says, let me address this crowd. So he starts addressing the crowd again and tells them about his experience with Jesus on the Damascus Road. People said, enough of that, away with him. So there's all this going on, and it's a dark time for Paul. And let's read here in Acts 23:11. But the following night, the Lord stood by him and said, be of good cheer, Paul. For as you have testified for me in Jerusalem, so you must also bear witness at Rome. He was in the will of God. He wasn't out of the will of God. He was in the will of God. Jesus didn't send an angel. Jesus shows up himself and says, and stood by him and said, be of good cheer, Paul. So what? He's surrounding us. He's undergirding us. He's standing there as our guard, as our defense, our refuge, our strength. Jesus, he's our refuge. He's our strength. He's our defense. There's nothing that can knock Jesus down. Nothing. Well, we know that in a sense, but it can make him fall. He's not falling. So what's he saying? What's he saying? You're not going to fall either. Because why? The Lord is standing with us. Sometimes we go through situations and we have people we pray with, or maybe our prayer partner or prayer buddy, however, we can't get a hold of them. God has an answer. Jeremiah 33:3, call on me. I'll answer. I'll show you things, Amplified says, are fenced in and hidden. I'll take care of it. Just call on to me. Call on to me. It's good to have people to pray with. Sometimes you can't get a hold of them. Think about this. Jesus always has a word of encouragement for us in the midst of persecution. Always has a word of encouragement. Always has a word. Be of good cheer, Paul. Be of good cheer, Paul. Take courage, Paul. Be encouraged. Be strengthened. I'm for you. I'm with you. Be lifted. Know this. You're doing good. Keep moving. You're doing good. Keep moving. I'm here to help you. Keep moving. I'm here to help you. Keep moving. A finisher. We're not going just halfway finish. We're going to finish with joy. Paul, he finished with joy. When he stand before King Agrippa one time, he said, I can't hardly stand it. I'm so joyful. I can't hardly stand myself. I'm so joyful as he's sharing. Well, he was on a joyful situation. But he had learned, and with God's help, that God was his strength. God was everything. And he could be joyful. There's another time Jesus showed up in the Old Testament. Remember Shadrach, Meshach, and the Abednego, when they got thrown in the fire. Jesus showed up in the fire. The fourth man in the fire. Jesus. Not an angel, Jesus. I think may have said the angel of the Lord, but it was Jesus. It was, and even the heathen king says, well, there's the Son of God there. Who's that? Who's that? Now, here's something about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They got loosed in the fire, not outside the fire. How about you? I won't be loose. I want out of the fire. No, they got loosed in the fire, not out of the fire. So we can be loosed in the midst of what we're going through. Loosed. I don't like this fire. No, they got loosed and he showed up. They got loosed in the fire. And God showed up. Jesus showed up. Loosed in the fire. Situation didn't change. Except what happened with them. And you know the story. They didn't get burned. Their clothes didn't smell like smoke. Because Jesus showed up. Jesus always shows up. What do you mean? Hey, Paul, you're going through a difficult time. That's why I've showed up. That's why I've come. Be of good cheer, Paul. Be of good cheer, Paul. Be good cheer. Be lifted. I've come to lift you. I've come to strengthen you. I've come to encourage you. He's not just saying nice little words. He's saying things that went into Paul. He's saying things that brought something into Paul that was encouraging him to keep moving. To encourage him to keep going. Let's turn to John 16:33. Be of good cheer in the face of tribulation. John 16:33. Here, of course, Jesus talked to the disciples. Amplified. He said, I've told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace and confidence. In the world, you have tribulation and trials and distress and frustration. But be of good cheer. Take courage and be confident and certain and daunted. For I've overcome the world. I've deprived it of power to harm you and have conquered it for you. Be of good cheer. He said, be of good cheer. Once again, he's not just saying something. He's saying something on purpose. He's saying something that, in other words, my word will not return void. I'm speaking unto you. I'm saying unto you, disciples. I'm saying unto you. Maybe you don't quite get it right now. That's right. You will get it. You will get it. Be of good cheer. Good. Good. Well, the disciples weren't very happy right now. I mean, they're really sad because they're starting to get it. Jesus is going to leave them. And we don't want to hear this, Jesus. We don't want to hear this. They didn't say that, but he addressed them. They said, well, you're all sad. You should be happy, but you're sad. But they didn't quite get some things. Like sometimes we don't quite get some things. But God works with us. Be of good cheer. In other words, don't let the stuff overtake you. I've taken care of it. But you're going to have stuff to deal with. I like it. I like when the Amplified brings out, I have deprived it of its power to harm you and have conquered it for you. You know, 1 John 4:4, King James says this, very familiar scripture. You are of God, little children, have overcome them because greater is he that's in you. This is the person who brings cheer. This is the person who brings cheer. This is the person who always has a good report. Jesus always has a good report. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Then Philippians 4:4 says this. Rejoice in the Lord always. I think the Lord's also looking for a response. Yeah, what do you mean? I come and bring in good cheer. I've come to encourage you. But it's good to respond. It's good to respond. Why? So circumstances don't overtake you. To rejoice, it says. Rejoice the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Here's a big key. Rejoice in me, not the circumstance. Rejoice in me, says the Lord. Rejoicing is a demonstration of our faith in God. Rejoicing is a demonstration in our faith in God. Rejoicing tells me in situations you don't feel like rejoicing. There's maybe nothing to rejoice about in the natural. But God, he says, rejoice in me. Rejoice in me. If we rejoice and do that, step out with that, it shows we believe the Word of God is true. Jesus, think about this, has given us the victory in every area of our life. I may not be experiencing victory. But Jesus has given us victory. Remember one scripture says, thanks be unto God who always causes me to triumph in Christ. Always causes me to triumph in Christ. Always causes me. Always causes us. Hallelujah. You know, I think about Jesus always has a good report. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. So when people say, well, you know, he doesn't do that today. Oh, really? That's not a good report. He doesn't heal people today. Oh, really? He doesn't do that. Wrong report. That's not Jesus' report. Jesus always has a good report. And so I don't care taking some scripture, some isolated scripture, and trying to say he doesn't do that. Well, I'm sorry, it's too late. Jesus doesn't operate that way. Jesus always brings cheer, always has a good report. Think about it. I mean, always has a good report. And people say, well, he doesn't either. Well, I'm sorry, but I look at Jesus, he's always good. So when Paul was bringing revelation about what Jesus did and people misinterpret things, not Paul, and say, well, Jesus, some of the stuff they don't do, he doesn't do now. No, Jesus always has a good report. Isn't that great? Good. I need good. How about you? I think so. Let's say a few things about praise and you with us rejoicing. Remember that boy that was so happy and rejoicing? He said, I just can't help it. I just can't help myself. Why? Because his focus is so much on Jesus. Jesus has so touched him and ministered him. And then the business owner said, what is this with you? He said, I need that. Where'd you get that? So he went and got his focus right. Got things realized. Wait a minute. Jesus brings good cheer. Be of good cheer. Be encouraged. Be lifted. Be strengthened. Hallelujah. Remember where we live today? End of the ages? End of the age? Focus. Days are darkness. These are also days of light. God would say, where's our focus? Is it on the darkness or on the light? Now, there's days of darkness, but it's also these are days of light. Glory to God. And Jesus is still alive. Well, we know that. You know what I'm saying? Wait a minute. Here's something about praise, a little acronym. When Scripture in Amplified Psalms 34:3 says, oh, magnify the Lord of me. Magnify. Let's exalt his name together. Well, magnify doesn't make the object bigger, but the perception changes. It doesn't make God, it's just my perception of God. I magnify, and my perception changes. One thing that praise, like P, pushes back the enemy. R, releases God's power. A, have access to God's presence. I, increases our capacity to receive from God. S, sustains us in tough times. E, establishes and encourages our hearts. Do that again. P, pushes back the enemy. R, releases God's power. A, access to God's presence. I, increases our capacity to receive from God. S, sustains us in tough times. E, establishes and encourages our hearts. Why is it easy to praise him? Because he's the one who's worthy and has all the answers. He is the answer. Has all the answers. Has all of them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Remember, Jesus says, be of good cheer. Remember, Jesus always has a good report to bring to help us. Whatever our situation is, whether it's fear, tribulation, persecution, Jesus has the answer for you and I. He shows up. Oh, thank you, Lord. I needed that. Thank you. Thank you. I needed that. Thank you. Either he delivers us or shows us, gives the answer of what to do. What to do? What to do? Go do this. Go over here. Go. Does that make sense? I'm glad we can trust Jesus. I'm glad we can look to him. He knows what he's doing. He's already proven. You know, he's actively involved. He's not passive. He's actively. On purpose, he came to the disciples. He came to them on purpose. I'm coming. They don't know he's coming. I'm coming because I know you're in trouble. We can have people in trouble. You know by the Spirit. Your kids, you just know by the Spirit. God will alert you. Prayer. All of a sudden, got that turned around. Got that stopped.